Since 1990, the University of New Orleans' Jazz at the Sandbar concert series has invited established professional jazz musicians to perform with students in UNO's Jazz Studies program. The series was founded by Ellis Marsalis and Harold Batiste. Drummer Jamison Ross kicked off the series this year back on February 27th, and the season culminates on May 1st with a performance from organist Dr. Lonnie Smith. I sat down with Jason Patterson, who produces the series, to talk a little bit about the past and present of Jazz at the Sandbar.
Well, I'm Jason Patterson, and I produce Jazz at the Sandbar, a performance series at the University of New Orleans. It's put on by the University of New Orleans Jazz Studies program. It's been going on since 1990, since Ellis Marsalis and Harold Batiste created the program. What we have found to be a successful formula is that we bring in respected jazz artists, both from our local community and from around the world, to play with the best student combos in the program. And we're so fortunate that we do have some excellent students in the department and great faculty to teach them, so that the guest artists have always been very amazed at the professional level that the student combos are at. So we've been doing that for over 20 years and find it to be a great program for teaching the students how to work within a professional performance environment. And I think the guest artists get a lot out of it as well.
How much time do the students get to play and rehearse with the visiting musicians before they actually have to perform?
Well, it ranges. If it tends to be a local artist or an artist that can come in a day in advance, they have specific combo classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the Sandbar is always on Wednesday evening. So they would do a rehearsal with them during their class on Tuesday, and then the relationship only extends to maybe three or four tunes. They are a guest artist, and the combo actually holds down most of the evening, and that extends from 7 o'clock to 9:30 every Wednesday in the spring and fall. So the guest artist works out those tunes during Tuesday rehearsal and then executes them on Wednesday.
And how long have you been involved with the series, Jason?
Well, I've been producing it since 1996, and then I was director of the Louisiana Jazz Federation prior to that, and we would support it in various capacities, get funding for it. And back in those days, we would have live broadcasts on WWNO and sometimes do them on Fridays. So I kind of segued into being the producer of the whole series.
And how did you go about putting together a lineup like the one you have for this spring?
Well, it is kind of a jigsaw puzzle. I do get a lot of suggestions from the jazz studies faculty, but there's a lot of dynamics. One is trying to have a variety of instruments, and then we have different specific combos that I try to match up guest artists. For example, we have a pianist that's known much more in the traditional jazz vein and excellent ragtime pianist, Butch Thompson, that will be performing on April 24th. And he will be playing with Matt Perrine's classic jazz UNO combo. Matt Perrine is very well known locally for being an excellent traditional player. Of course, he can play pretty much anything, but he's known in that realm and is a great teacher of that genre. We have a lot of respect at UNO for the New Orleans tradition. And so every season that we do Sandbar, we always have a traditional player that's comes and plays with that combo. We always have a guitarist that plays with the guitar ensembles. We have two great teachers, Steve Mazkowski and Hank Mackey, that have been there for years, that teach the guitar ensembles. And so this year we have Keith Gantz, along with his wife, Kate McGarry, that will be playing with those ensembles on April 17th. So we have different combos that have certain themes. We have a world music combo and different themes that we try to match up with the guests. Joanne Brackeen is this week, and she's going to be with one of the world combos and playing some Brazilian music.
So the first couple shows of the season have already wrapped up at this point. How's it been going so far?
Great. It's always wonderful. For one thing, we took a sojourn around campus for a number of years when they closed down the original sandbar. And we just recently got back into that building, though, and it is called the sandbar. But it is a wonderfully, totally renovated space, intimate. It seats about 100 people. And thank God for FEMA, I guess. They gave us everything we wanted as far as sound production and the shape of the stage. And it's really a nice, intimate, state-of-the-art facility. It's ended a 6 or 7 year wandering around the campus to find ourselves over there.
And can you tell me more about the performance space where the series is being held now? It's called The Cove.
Well, it's a wood frame stage. The lighting, we must have as much as 30 spotlights with a lot of different color gels. We have a brand new digital sound board. So we have all the monitors and miking that we need. But at night, we bring out candles and we dim the lights and try to create sort of a jazz club environment for folks, because we really like the idea of giving at least a simile of a real jazz club experience for the students and the audience. And we have to give props out to the audience, because we've had a very loyal following for that. You know, it's the only performance outlet over at the lakefront, you know, way out from downtown. And there's a lot of folks that come in from the community. Actually, we do an e-blast with the council people. They send it out to their constituents in all around the lakefront and around Gentilly. So we get a good support from the residents and, of course, a lot of the UNO family come out for us. So we always have a good turnout.
So the lineup is a mixture of mostly out-of-town musicians with a couple of locals.
You know, we try to always every season showcase some graduates, some alumni from the program. This year we have Antoine Dry that we just had last week, and we're going to have Rex Gregory in a couple of weeks. That's a trumpeter and saxophonist. And they're both, you know, graduates from the program, doing a lot of interesting jazz stuff. Antoine now lives in New York City, and we'd like to think that have a successful jazz career, in large part because of their studies over at the UNO Jazz Studies Department.
Have there been any particular guests or performances over the years that you've been doing the series that really stand out in your mind?
Well, there are a number of special, there's a lot of special moments. We did it over at the Alumni Center for a couple of years. Now, that's a nice venue over there. And like I said, we have a world music class. And we had, I invited a African drummer performer that lives in New Orleans, Segun Okone, to come and be a guest. And nobody quite was prepared for that, because Segun actually does a real show. He plays balafone, number of percussion instruments, and sings, but he also dances. So, you know, in the middle of the show, he gets up and starts dancing around with his balafone, which is a marimba-like instrument that he actually straps on his neck, and then he starts dancing around. Then he starts swinging the balafone around his body, you know, while they're all playing music. So, needless to say, the crowd was in shock. And during that show, there was also a visit from Damon Batiste, and he had some folks in from South Africa, some kids. And they came and kind of did a surprise segue, and also did some choral singing and dancing as well. So got to be quite an African journey that night. There was another time when I had Wendell Brunius as a guest artist. And Wendell Brunius, a lot of local folks know him as a wonderful trumpeter and singer. For years he was with Preservation Hall. And that was back when Terrence Blanchard was still the chairman of the program. So he came to visit, and him and Wendell had played together in some variation of the Baptist church band that Danny Barker had done when they were like kids, and they hadn't played together since then. And so Wendell asked Terrence to come up, and so Terrence said, okay, well, I'll do one. And, you know, they hit it off. There's like this total magic. They just enjoyed each other's playing so much that Terrence just hung around for the whole rest of the night and played with Wendell. And that was really great. You know, two wonderful trumpet players really enjoying, you know, the moment. That's kind of, you know, one of many jazz moments that we have there.
Dr. Lonnie Smith is going to be closing out the season on May 1st.
Yeah, yeah, right? He's great. He's up there in age, but you can't tell from his playing. He is the master of the B3 and is in town for different kinds of jazz festival functions. So, you know, I try to get somebody we always end the spring series right in the middle of Jazz Fest. So always try to get somebody that happens to be in town at that point. And I was so pleased to get Dr. Lonnie. It's the first B3 player that we're ever going to have in the Sandbar program. And I can't think of a better cat because he loves educating, he loves working with kids, and it's going to be an exciting evening.
By the time people hear this, the next show will be the one on April 3rd. Can you tell me a little bit about the performer that's lined up?
On April 3rd, we have Mulgrew Miller, who's a very respected jazz pianist, has been around the block for years. Started out in the Duke Ellington band when Mercer Ellington was conducting it, and has pretty much touched all the jazz bases. He was in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, and he's recorded in many, many different configurations over the years. Wynton Marsalis loves him and uses him, and he's a great veteran, very respected pianist, so it's great for him to give us some time and come in on April 3rd.
Well, the series is Jazz at the Sandbar, taking place at the Cove on the UNO campus, Wednesday nights all spring. Jason Patterson, thanks for talking with me.
Sure.